Right now, Mabel Louise is here.
Yes,
and she's going to speak the
Pat,
truth,
I'm going to bring some truth, too, right out of the Bible. If you were here, you'd see I have my Bible open right in front of me, and I'll be speaking from it, so stay tuned, will you? I'd love to be with just you. It is a lovely day in Wisconsin, and guess what? We have our God-given privilege to vote at the polls. That's right. Aren't you thankful for democracy and for that gift to have a choice? Just like personally choosing salvation, we can choose to vote for the candidate of our choice. Praise God for our great country. And I know we need desperately to pray for those in authority over us. That is a command by the Apostle Paul at Romans chapter 13. Well, Isaiah 53, verse 6, is my verse for the day. And it'll tell you a little secret, and that is I'm on a series about the shepherd from Psalm 23. Oh, what a blessing it's been to my life. And I hope that those of you who listen regularly have been blessed also. I've been bringing messages from the heart of two shepherds, actual, real shepherds. And they give us some interesting reasons why and how and what they do as they care for the sheep. But here's my verse for the day. Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. That's a good pre-Easter message. Isn't that great? Now let me quote the 23rd Psalm. Join me if you know it and if you love it like I do. David has a pen and he's writing down these beautiful verses. Actually, it's a testimony. Some people call it a prayer, David's prayer. Either way or both. The Lord is my shepherd. Aren't you glad when you can say that? I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now today, I'm on my, let me see, seventh message, and I have before you today, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Shepherds take their flocks into distant summer ranges. In the wintertime, they're all put in a place where they can stay in one place and be fed. But in the summertime, they're taking to the summer ranges in the mountains. Yes, they move very slowly and feeding as they go, and they gradually work their way up to the top of the mountains. The green meadows are above the timber line. And during these days, the sheep are entirely alone with just the shepherd. If you recall, the scripture tells us of the time when Samuel the prophet was sent by God to anoint David as king over Israel. If you remember, he was not at home with his family. He was up in the mountains and the hills watching his father's flocks. And they had to send for him because Samuel said, "Go get him." So David knew firsthand from his experiences about all the dangers of the high country. No wonder he said in the Psalms, I will not fear, for thou art with me. Many times we have to go through those valleys in our lives, don't we? And we have to get to that higher ground where we can rest in the Lord and be satisfied. Remember, it does not say, I die there, but yea, though I walk through the valley. That little word through is the key word in this verse. Death is not an end, but an open door into heaven. Yes, but we need to know Christ as our Lord and our Savior. What joy and blessed hope this can be for you and me. The Bible says over in John 16:33, in this world you shall have tribulation. Doesn't say, I hope you will, I guess you will, you might. Nope. It says we shall have tribulation. But it goes on to say, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. That's Jesus speaking. As believers in the Lord Jesus, we discover that it is the valleys of our lives that can refresh our souls. And we can never experience his leading or his comfort unless we learn through those tough times that all of us have in our lives. He promised, didn't he? Never to leave us nor forsake us. To experience his comfort over the loss of a loved one, I've been there, done that, but it's a precious time. Hard time, yes, but it's precious because we can lean heavily upon the Lord. And then the blessing comes, really, in a double way, because we can comfort others, whereby we have been comforted by God. Yes, that's a promise over in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. And I hope that this will give you some enlightenment as I continue on with something interesting about the valley of the shadow of death. I was so thrilled to learn from a real shepherd in his book that there is really an actual valley of the shadow of death in Palestine, and every sheepherder from Spain and all over the area knows about it. Actually, it's located south of Jericho, on the road leading from Jerusalem to the Dead Sea. And what it is, it's a very narrow passage through a mountain range. It's necessary to go through this valley to get to the old feeding grounds where David and his tribesmen fed the sheep, and also to those of Abraham and his descendants. Let me describe what it really looks like. Its side walls are over 1,500 feet high in places, and it's about 4.5 miles long, yet is only 10 to 12 feet wide at the bottom. The grade of the valley slopes from about 2,700 feet above sea level. Wow. The valley is made dangerous due to its floor being badly eroded by waters from cloudbursts, so that actual footing on solid rock is so narrow that in many places a sheep cannot even turn around. Mules have not been able to make the trip for centuries. But sheep and goat herders from the earliest Old Testament days have maintained a passage for their stock, still use it. Gullies are often 7 or 8 feet deep, and they've been washed in many places. It's an unwritten law of the shepherds that flocks must go up that valley in the morning hours and down towards the eventide, because there would be endless confusion should the flocks meet in the passageway. And I've quoted this from a real shepherd's book. It's called The Basque Sheepherder and the Shepherd's Psalm. Well, in the springtime, the flocks graze in the lowlands, and then when summer comes, the snows in the mountains melt, and the shepherd leads his flock up in the mountains to better grazing land. To take the flock to better pastures, he, of course, has to lead them through these ravines. And hidden in the shadows along this dark pathway, guess what? Yes, there's bears and lions and wolves and snakes. And something that surprised me, that even robbers hide there to grab a sheep and have it for their own. The sheep can go in this dark ravine because they know that their shepherd has led them there and will always protect them. No doubt David is remembering some of his experiences when he was a boy. We too can know that when we go through valleys of troubles in our lives, we don't have to be afraid, do we? Because, oh yes, the Good Shepherd, our precious Lord, is with us. And yes, He will protect us, and He will guide us. What a wonderful illustration of what it means for Christians to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Let me give you an interesting illustration that I found in my files. Arthur William Ridgway was recalling when he was a boy that he and his friends would go out in the woods and pick berries. And after getting their baskets full, they would wait beside a nearby railroad track. As the sun was sinking in the west, a train would come by and they thought, teasingly, run over them. Of course, that iron monster with its thundering noise and screaming whistle didn't run over them at all. It was the shadow that passed over them. There they sat, knowing there was no danger, but shivering in anticipation at the approaching big old locomotive and all those boxcars. The train swept by them, and they were in its shadow for just a few moments, and whoops, it was gone. The setting bathed them in golden glow as they walked back to their home. Yes, that's an illustration of walking through the valley of the shadow of death. And as I said earlier, for the Christian, death is the last shadow before entering heaven. Perhaps you're saying, oh, Mabel Louise, let's face it, don't talk about death. But you know what? We do have to face it. And my heart cry today is that you will choose Jesus. And it's a choice that each one can make for themselves. I wish I could do it for you, but I can't. I remember years ago, my sweetheart had slogans, so many slogans for the station. And one of them was, "We care about you." I remember he had a big billboard made, and it had that on it. "We care about you." In closing, let me read what Paul wrote. This is the blessed hope that we have as believers. Here's what he said. "We walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, and I say, and willing, rather to be absent from the body, but to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone, that's each one of us, that's you and me, may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it's good or whether it's bad." So as I close, all of us have to go through valleys and hard places in our lives. And David was saying in this psalm, as he said in many others, the joy and the promise is that he will go with us if we only let him come into our hearts and be our Lord and our Savior. It's good to be with you. Bye-bye.